Well, my friends, we are in the second week of our 40 days of power. This is day number 5. I trust that you've been praying along with us and you've been following the prayer guide, and I trust that God is warming your heart by the power of the Holy Spirit. Today we're going to look at the fact that God is all powerful, and our text is from Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 to 21. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen. The book of Ephesians contains some of the Apostle Paul's most significant prayers for the believers of his time and for all of us who are also believers today. In chapter 3, verse 14, he mentions a particular prayer and prays that prayer. He says he prays them constantly for the church. And he ends that prayer with a hymn of praise or a doxology unto the Lord. And in that praise unto God, the Apostle Paul acknowledges the power of God. And when he talks about the power of God, he says that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. And he brings our minds to the awesomeness of the power of God. There are three things he says about the power of God that I want to bring to your attention. First is that the power of God is exceeding. The power of God is exceeding. That simply means the power of God has no end. There is no limit to how far God can go. And he actually says that God is able to exceed our expectations. We serve a God with exceeding power. The second thing he says about the power of God is that the power of God is abundant. That means it is large in number. It cannot be counted. It has no end. And so God's power is plentiful and overflowing. So God's power is exceeding. It has no limits. God's power has no number. It's plentiful. It's overflowing. So God's power can get to everybody. He has enough power to touch every life here on earth and actually to touch the whole universe, because he created the entire universe. His power is in abundance. It's in overflow. And there is no shortage of God's power. The third thing he says about the power of God is that it is above all. So the power of God is without comparison. There is none like him. The power of God is supreme and superior. Three things to note. The power of God is exceeding. The power of God is abundant. The power of God is above all. And because God's power has such capability, the Bible says he's able to do far more than we can ever ask or think of. I don't know what you're going to ask for or what you're thinking about in these 40 days of power, but remember, the power of God is exceeding, it's abundant, it's above all, and it's able to do beyond your wildest dreams and expectations. So whenever we come to God every day during these 40 days of power, remember that God's power is abundant, is exceeding, and is above all. So spend time today thinking about this awesomeness of the power of God as you go through the day. Let's share a word of prayer together as you start your day. Say with me, Heavenly Father, I acknowledge that your power is exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask or think of. You are beyond everything, and I believe in you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, have a great day. I'm Pastor Mesa Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.